In Corte Madera, Rachel Guinness gives me a tour of her home. She saves the master bedroom for last.
And so this became the unit. And this is the door that leads out to, this was the entryway to this deck, and then it had its own little private yard.
About 15 years ago, Guinness changed the bedroom into a junior unit, renting it out to tenants so she and her daughter could afford to keep living in the main part of the house. Guinness, who has lived in the unit herself for 2 years, says when it comes to housing, bigger is not better.
I've seen it play out, and no, people just get isolated in larger homes.
Now Guinness is helping others create additional living spaces in their own houses through her group, Lilypad Homes. She says many people in Marin County are house rich but cash poor. So repurposing a spare bedroom into a separate unit is one way to hold on to their home while creating affordable housing for others.
This is your best opportunity to create options in your home, increase the value of your home, and create secure income for yourself.
Lilypad provides homeowners with the resources to navigate the process of building an additional dwelling unit, which Guinness says can be daunting.
So Lilypad holds people's hand through the entire process because there are insurance implications, there are tax implications.
Now Guinness wants to take her work beyond Marin County. She hopes to bring her housing creation model to Sonoma, where she says the housing authority is very proactive.
And I love that they're taking this very broad approach and looking at it from multiple perspectives.
Like the Sonoma County nonprofit SHARE, which stands for Shared Housing and Resource Exchange. It's a free program that pairs senior homeowners with renters, says SHARE Director Amy Appleton.
It's a win-win for both parties because the provider can remain home safely, collect some rent, and then the seeker can save money by not paying much rent or if any rent, and also have a sense of community.
The program has arranged 170 home shares over the past 2 years. The process of coupling homeowners with home seekers is thorough, says Appleton. It includes background and reference checks and also whether personalities match up. And sometimes it can take seniors a while to warm up to the idea of a roommate.
That person, if you get into their shoes, you know, they're literally bringing in a stranger into their home. So we're very, very in tune with that process.
As for renters, SHARE works with people who are at risk of homelessness or are recently homeless. Appleton says the program recently paired a woman facing eviction with a homeowner in just 2 days.
If she hadn't worked with us, she most likely would have been living in her car.
Appleton says SHARE helps build community, too. Home seekers can exchange services like cleaning and driving in lieu of rent, while also providing companionship. Community is at the core of Rachel Guinness's housing solution also. She says providing affordable housing for caregivers, teachers, and other vital workers is key.
We need to have a systems approach to housing where we can house the people who keep our system functioning and make this a viable, resilient community.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.